producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If our guests can do it, I'd like to continue on to about 20 after with them taking phone calls. That's the last time right here on air. I forgot to do it during the break. Joe Hagman and Doug Hagman of Hagman and Hagman.com. Popular internet talk show that millions now listen to in the aggregate every week. I mean, if we had like 5 million listeners 10 years ago, and it's 18 million a week now, and these guys had a few hundred thousand a few years ago, now they have millions. How will the system deal with that? Well, with regulations, hate speech laws, you name it. Go ahead.
No, you know what, Alex? An interesting point. Everyone is looking for that that kill switch to the internet. It's better now. In fact, our source this morning, one of the sources this morning from D.C., telecommunications specialist, said, you know, they're doubling down on the management of the information. They found that they can manage us better by through different means, as opposed to just shutting down the internet or recreating.
Well, yeah, they had the czar come out, who's a known, you know, fixer, and just told the controlled media shut up and say there's no Ebola, and then just disappear people. So instead of just shutting the web down, they just flood it with disinfo.
Exactly.
Absolutely. They're trying to, as I'm reading one of their own documents, using positive and negative reinforcements, whether laws or incentives, to change the perceptions and norms of people to affect behaviors and outcomes for the way they seek to reinforce and to change society.
Basic psychology being used, psych warfare against us. Ramon in Florida, thanks for holding.
What's going on, brother and gentlemen? It's been a while since we've spoken, but the question you were asking earlier is what's going to be the top story of 2015, and in my opinion, it's going to be that some libertarian grassroots candidate is going to come kick the butt out of every other Democratic and Republican, you know, operative that the system is going to throw at us, because since 07, there's been a growth in the underground and people that's been understanding what's going on and what we need to do to affect change. So I believe that's going to be the biggest story.
I agree, and that's why they want to start racial division in the country, by hyping it up, hoping that people don't come together for liberty.
Absolutely, man. Me and my boy, Crip Ferron Paul, have been traveling up and down the East Coast to different libertarian-minded events and freedom events, man. And everywhere we go, in every city, everywhere we've gone, people all feel the same way. They feel the change, and they know something's coming, man.
Very interesting points. God bless you, Ramon. Anything else?
Nah, other than the fact that you guys, the Hagmans, all you guys have been doing great work, you know what I'm saying? We're out here supporting you and doing our thing. You know, we got our own show now, the Revolutionary Cut Show. We're trying to bring, you know, people from the ghettos of America into this movement, because they need somebody to look up to and somebody to show them that it's not just white America or people with, you know, middle class incomes that need to be a part of this movement. Everybody needs to be a part of it.
Well, that's right. We need Hispanic leaders that speak Spanish to reach out as well, because everybody wants freedom. Everybody wants to know how the game is rigged. Everybody wants the rest of the story, and it's there. All these people trying to get careers in media through the dying dinosaur. I'm telling you, folks, if you don't get involved in the COINTELPRO cognitive infiltration, infighting, you'll be successful. If you go out, start a blog, start an online radio show, focus, get guests on, because you care about freedom. And when the feds come and attack you through some proxy, if you don't turn around and start fighting with them and you know, you're a fed, no, I'm not, and do your whole show about that, no one wants to hear you do a show about how you're not a fed or how you don't work for the CIA or you're not Bill Hicks. Just that's a diversion, White House admitted, to get you fighting with each other. Just keep covering issues, keep talking to other people, and that will bring the system down. Do you guys agree, Hagmans, it's key to never be involved in infighting?
Absolutely, Alex, and thank you for saying that. Yeah, there's an unprecedented level of character assassinations, attempted marginalization out there. Right.
Stay there. We're going to cover when we come back. For folks that don't know, the White House regulations wrote three papers, Chicago Business School, Harvard, and the White House, how they do this on the web. And let me tell you, they're doing it. The only time I mention it is so people understand the game. You try to go out and start a blog or something, talk about freedom, they're going to come accuse you of something horrible to get you to freak out and respond to it or quit. That means you're having an effect. Just ignore them. Double what you're doing.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Our governments have been taken over by scientific institutions, mega corporations owned by foreign banks that control the issuance of currency. They've taken over the planet by fraud and graft and insider dealings, not by innovation. The only thing they've innovated is being dishonorable and creating systems of mental manipulation and illegally engaging in psyops, which they've now legalized in once wealthy, virtuous nations. And so these crooks could run things and do horrible things. They've successfully dumbed down a lot of the public. The problem is you haven't dumbed down a large quadrant, and we are not going to be fed into the wood chipper head first. Sorry, not happening. President Obama, I don't know why I said Friday. President Obama to make the announcement on immigration tomorrow. It's already been made in January, legalizing all the illegals that are here, letting the parents come in with the kids. They're set to announce they're going to give basically the equivalent of political asylum to any child in the world. And Homeland Security is saying it's going to cause a giant influx. Prepare. They'll get here and basically get signed on to welfare and be wards of the state. This is how you checkmate a public that's waking up. I mean, a basic psyop is to say all Hispanics want open borders because Latin America is south of us. There are polls out where 65% or more of American Hispanics, and not just counting citizens, but just polled, a lot of them who aren't citizens, said no. I mean, they're running from the third world. We will turn into the third world, as Ross Perot said, if this continues. It's already happening. And then it's political checkmate because we're just a third world country. And that's what this political elite want to do. They really want to conquer gun owners. They really want to conquer the churches. They really want to conquer and really have their way. We're the enemy to the fascistic, mentally ill left and the Republican cohorts at the top. Hagman and Hagman, I want to race through calls. Kevin in Canada, and Chris and Carl and Sledgehammer and Joseph, and get quick comments on what they think the big event is in 2015 coming up. But I think this amnesty has already happened and is the big event. He may even water it down tomorrow in what he says he's doing, because he's already done it by ordering the Border Patrol to ship the illegals in and complete the smuggling process. I mean, I don't see what else he could do. They're already giving them free welfare. He'll probably lie and say we're not giving them. I mean, I expect a whitewash tomorrow to pacify what he's already done. That's how PSYOPs works. What do you think, Doug?
Well, Alex, last night, MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, all of the programming on MSNBC, painful to watch, but nonetheless, basically just confirmed everything you said. This, it's being laid out. There's nothing new under the sun. It's going to be, Alex, it's going to be a balkanization of this country through executive fiat. And by the way, with the imprimatur of the GOP Republican Party, this political paradigm is no longer functional.
That's right, just completely out of control. Joe, you've got a take on this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and this will speak to the lack of how politics or which whether Republicans or Democrats will fix the situation. And we'll see Obama use an executive order such as the amnesty program. And when you'll see the House and the Senate not take any action to repeal it and just let it go. This is knowing that they're just Obama's a figurehead. He's a puppet for the masters, a timepiece, if you will. He just reads what is written for him to read on the prompters, and he signs into laws the laws that are written for him.
And one more thing, just watch the arguments will be, the arguments in favor of amnesty will be, it was done in 1986. It was done prior to that. It is with precedent. That's the argument.
And by the way, Congress had already passed accompanying laws, and then Reagan simply directed agencies to comply with it, and that's what George Herbert Walker Bush, the numbers were much lower, and these weren't people with felony records, and Did it make people end up voting Republican? No, it didn't, because the Republicans weren't handing out as much welfare. It doesn't work. And then you'll just have this immigrant group coming in, being enslaved by the next immigrant group they bring in. I mean, this is treason with a capital T. I want to go to calls, but the break cut you off. We were getting into Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are. 6 years ago, well, 8 years ago at Chicago Business School and 8 years ago at Harvard, but 6 years ago for the White House, codified it on how to go on the Internet, how to spam racial division. It'll be the same robot spam as a white supremacist or as a black guy calling each other names to get that going. They admit that's happening. They call them spam bots. They call them megaphones. They call them the point is that's all going on. They'll also then attack your show, attack mine, trying to get us to respond to the character assassination to make our show about that, so the millions of listeners tune in and tune out going, I don't want to hear about you all day. I'm only warning other shows how to not be destroyed, because I want competition. I want more people out there. I want an awakening. I want to be made obsolete. I mean, it's dangerous being as big as I am and, you know, tip of the spear here. I'm excited about all the success you and so many others are having. And so I know you've gone through that. But what's frustrating is we have the manuals. We know how they do it. I mean, do you see politicians responding to us when we attack them? No. Well, see, we shouldn't respond to fake, frivolous garbage or care. Now, when MSNBC says I'm behind the Boston bombings and deeply racist, I point out that they're bankrupt and a joke. But not because I'm even hurt by it. It just shows how they're whistling past the graveyard there. But brief comments on that, and we're going to calls.
Your comments on infighting are spot on. You know, We see it not only in the alternative media, but also as Christians and inside the church. You know, this is what is distracting and taking up most of the time is people worried about fighting with each other and being right rather than coming together under the simple idea of freedom or the simple idea, whatever it is, that we come together. And Cass Sunstein, as you mentioned, wrote and publicized many articles on how to manipulate and take over conspiracy theories. He had said you could ban them, you could create a tax, you can engage them in counter speech and through counterintelligence, and also, you know, manipulation, marginalization, and any and every effort they can.
We're talking about cognitive infiltration specifically, yeah, where you go out and pose as someone. And I mean, here's an example. They will send out letters or emails where I attack some pastor or I say something or someone says I did, and then the person gets mad at me thinking, you know, if you don't see me say it directly, or if it sounds like it's edited, it's not me, and it doesn't hurt us. It shows how successful we are. The point is, in fact, it actually sends people to us, and then they find out it's not true. So a lot of these tactics are going to backfire. That's the good news. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Canada. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. This is your 17-year listener from Canada here. I'd like to give you a comparison along with my theory of what's going to happen. My comparison is, the relationship between the United States and Canada is a lot like the Book of Mice and Men. And it really seems that America can't keep their hands off the nice and shiny things, and Canada, in turn, has to somehow come up with an excuse or somehow bail you out. I'm really wondering, instead of blaming the politicians, when is every American going to look in the mirror and realize that it's not the politicians' fault, it's not even the globalists? 5%, just like you've said before in your show, 5% is all it takes to overthrow.
That's what happened in 1776, and we're trying to have a cultural revolution of liberty. The system is set up for a physical confrontation, and we probably win that one as well. It's just that we're trying everything we can to try to fix this peacefully. Do you have any other comments?
Well, the other thing I'll leave you with is I heard you quote Aldous Huxley, so I figured I'd go and read one of his books. Actually, I listened to an interview on BBC in which he said that he could see a time in which people love their servitude. I think we're there.
Well, sure. We played the clips of Huxley explaining that they were going to build this world. He wrote Brave New World in 1932, and you read it today, and it's actually coming true. Well, he said, this is our plan. He was part of a British government breeding program that was never classified with five other families. Most of his siblings and people died. They were his brother went on to run the UN. I mean, these people, it's just so incredible. Thank you, Kevin. Hagman and Hagman, I'm going to skip this network break and go right to the bottom of the hour with you guys. I want to go to Chris and others that are holding, but at the bottom of the rabbit hole from your research, what's there?
What's there is the ultimate objective, of course, Alex, is the very simply a one world financial system, one world religion, and a one world economic system. End of story. And that's what's at the as far as our research is concerned, that's what the end game objective is. And we've got to think bigger. Everyone has got to think bigger. The attack yesterday at the synagogue in Jerusalem, that's part and parcel to this in many respects. What's going on domestically and will be in Ferguson, part and parcel to it. The taking down of the U.S. dollar. None of this is happening by accident.
What about the attack on the parliament in Ottawa? That guy looked like a total cutout as well. Again, we're not saying terrorism isn't real. The globalists are letting these people attack. And we shouldn't give our freedoms up if somebody goes and does that.
No, not at all. Not at all.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I think at the basis, I'm a Christian, and everything has been explained in the Bible, the attributes of the people, the falling away, as one of the last callers pointed out, you know, it is the it's our responsibility as citizens.
As humans.
Right. And as humans.
Well, you said it, at the bottom of the rat hole is Satan.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. It's good versus evil. And it is a, you know, we see they're bringing out the animal nature or human nature of man rather than uplifting them to the spirit, leading them and pointing them to the spiritual nature, which is what we are all able to be.
Right.
But they're pulling us down to the basic animal instinct through our own human nature.
Well said. That is exactly what is at the bottom of the rabbit hole, is a spirit, a system, whether you believe in spirits or not, a manifestation through human interaction, through archetypes, if you will, that wants to kill, steal, and destroy and dumb people down so it can control them. It's the ultimate form of selfishness, and it's truly disgusting. Chris in South Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for taking my call. I've been thinking about Ferguson, and I've also been thinking about how this all plays into a bigger thing. I believe Ferguson in itself is nothing more. You've often said that these guys are scientific scientists that do scientific experiments. They're using this to understand how a martial law will work on a larger scale.
And to condition us that the martial law comes and goes and returns and maintains order, so we will accept the rollout of the International Stabilization Force that is in the RAND Corporation document. This is all planned.
And that goes along with the amnesty thing, because, see, the amnesty thing and the healthcare thing go together because they're all linked back to the UN. And if the only way to get us to accept it is to bring in a martial law. And because we're already in it, but to get us to accept it.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, see, I mean, it's the Henry Kissinger quote to the CFR. And it was a trial convention meeting, but they put it in the CFR Foreign Affairs publication back in 91. He said, look, Americans would never accept UN troops in Los Angeles unless there was the right crisis. But once there is the right crisis, they would accept it. I mean, you can search a stability police force for the United States that they first put out back in the 90s, and then James Jones, the head of the Security Council a few years ago, put it out again with an update. I mean, it's checkpoints on every corner. It's secret police. It's people being disappeared. I mean, it's East Germany on PCP and steroids. And they're just rolling this baby out. And the average cop's as good as pumpkin pie. On average, I mean, I'll be honest. There are a lot of bad cops out there, so they're bad people. But it doesn't matter because they're putting in the system where the nice cop doesn't know. They just say pick you up. They bring you to the place where you get put in a black van and taken away. And then it's kind of like we don't know. They're going away in a black van, folks. We're here. That's what this Ebola cover up is about. They are just simulating and testing and probing and going, hey, InfraGuard, preachers are here to tell you to go to the camp when you're told. I told people about that 4 years before it was in the news. Then it was in local news. I mean, they're really probing. Great points, Chris. Anything else?
Yes. One more thing. You know how they have referred to the Ebola virus as the zombie virus? If you just type in ZMAT, what comes up is zombie military attack team. Why would they name that? And then I started thinking about some other stuff when you said how it changes the DNA. And so I did a cross-reference because I had seen something with something called Funvax and VMAT2. And there is a cross-connection. I went and got the documents. I was going to send them to you, and all of a sudden my computer went down.
Crazy. Well, let me just say this. We first reported this about 5 years ago. People didn't believe us, but a year later it started coming out. Marines and Army were trying to mow down looters. And mow down masses of starving people in America. The troops freaked out about it, so they said, oh, they're zombies now. And so that's how they cover the troops training to mow down American citizens. See, it's all psyops. It's all psychological warfare. Thank you. Guys, you want to comment on the zombie kill training going on all over the world right now from Japan to the U.S.?
Well, absolutely. You know, and the word zombie, people think in their mind, you know, some kind of half dead, half alive human, you know, mindless person. Well, it is not referring to that, some type of mutated person.
They're dehumanizing you like Hitler would say Jews were rats or Jews were vampires. They're dehumanizing everybody. Go ahead.
Yeah, and because of this materialist mentality and society we have, people have been hollowed out inside because they have been too consumed with the tangible things of the world that they can, you know, get their hands on and want. And when they refer to zombies, they're talking about when the everything breaks down, the mindless, the millions of mindless Americans.
That's right.
Not know where to look.
And they're telling you you're a zombie. They're dehumanizing you. They're preparing you. But they know within about 7 days, most people will steal. Within 10 days, most people will kill for food. Within 15, 98% of people in Pentagon studies, you can look up the study, will cannibalize. 98%. And I got to be honest, if my kids are starving and somebody's already dead, I'm going to probably start cooking. If I think I can get through it.
Yeah.
And if you think you're going to get through the emergency, you will end up eating people. And this is all I know is they're doing the training, and it's insane. We just showed the news article on screen. I mean, you cannot. I say this stuff, and used to be folks didn't know how to search engine something quick, so they thought I was nuts. Now they can look it up. I mean, it is just crazy. Let's go to Sledgehammer in Utah. Sledgehammer, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. Hello.
Welcome, brother.
I was wondering what everybody's opinion is of ISIS and what they're waiting for. They didn't strike on 9/11. Are they going to try to blemish our holidays with terrorist attacks? And are they going to try to hijack the Ferguson protests and expound on that?
Well, there are Muslim radical sleeper cells all over the country. They've been brought in on purpose by criminals in our government. Because when they attack, they'll be rock stars in their country. Their families will get paid off by the Saudi Arabian demon government. And then we will have our rights taken by the very system. And the cops will think they're taking our rights to protect us when ISIS is openly run by the New World Order. The difference is we're decompartmentalizing the police and others, and they're waking up. I mean, they're waking up big time. I appreciate your call. We're going to move quick, Sledgehammer. Doug, what's your take on what I just said?
100%, Alex, but ISIS is a creation of Western intelligence, of American CIA, British intelligence services, as well as France, Qatari, Saudi Arabia. And the objective here with ISIS, when you've got the Council on American-Islamic Relations infusing themselves into the protests in Ferguson, that is a microcosm of ISIS at what they're doing on a world level, okay? So they're being managed. ISIS is being managed. Our military essentially gave the keys to the Toyota Tundras parked over there in the Middle East to ISIS. We created ISIS. We funded ISIS. We are still doing it, and they are here in America. That's not to scare anyone, but that's just to alert people to say, look.
The sky's the limit. The sky's the limit.
Yeah, they just repackaged the. They wanted to bomb Syria a year ago. They couldn't do it. They repackaged it so there was a perceived threat, and now they have the green light.
Yep. All right, gentlemen, let's take a couple more calls. Joseph in Colorado, thanks for calling. You're on the air. I'm glad you brought up the UN treaty.
Yes, Alex, thanks for having me on. I was listening to you and another gentleman, I forget his name, I think it was last week, and you were talking about something about December 24th, about America signing the UN treaty or something.
The UN says it goes into effect then. Obama says he will implement regardless of Congress. The Senate has threatened him basically with impeachment if he tries it. The problem is they never live up to that. So, yes, they're officially going to try to implement it next year.
Now, do you think it's actually going to go through, or?
They don't care. It doesn't have to pass Congress, according to Obama. See, that's the whole point. He says he'll take your guns because he feels like it. He'll put our troops under UN control because he feels like it. He'll fund ISIS because he feels like it. He will open the borders because he feels like it. There's the headline. Merry Christmas. UN declares arms trade treaty to go into effect December 24th. And that's out of a New American magazine from Joe Wolverton. We should get Joe Wolverton on this week. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I think's going to happen though for 2015, I think they're using the Ebola. Basically, I think they're really going to try to put people in the FEMA camps and everything starting 2015. I think they're going to declare martial law because of the Ebola, and I think we're just going to lose all our rights really soon.
Well, they're certainly already taking them all, but there is a big awakening to respond to it. So for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. I'll have to get to Motorhead, Danny Kelly, and Carl and others. After we talked to our reporters, Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs in Ferguson. We're going to get the latest intel on what they discovered. They're out there freezing their butts off. And then we'll finish up with your calls and some other news that's been breaking at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But tomorrow in Vegas, Obama to make a statement on immigration Thursday night. They say to announce his executive orders. We'll see what happens. He said no troops to fight ISIS, and then he's sending them probably to actually put their shoes on for them. Hagman and Hagman, thank you so much for the time, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir. Thank
God. All right, we need to get you back more often, every month or so. We'll get you guys on the nightly news, too. HagmanandHagman.com, really great guys. Great research. Thank you, gentlemen. All right, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are our sites. We'll be right back with our reporters on the ground in Ferguson, awaiting the verdict in the freezing witch cold. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nathan Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nathan Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
Dash 2, just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going
to
promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide.
Teach him he can trust me like a brother.
Teach him he can trust me like a brother.
One day we're gonna saddle up.
One day we'll saddle up and ride.
And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
It's Waylon Jennings.
Ride like
I believe I'm
night.
Friends with his boy. He's an amazing artist as well.
We're gonna ride.
That's actually Johnny Cash. In the background singing as well. This is Waylon Jennings right here. Crank it up. I'm gonna find me a reckless woman, razor blades and dice in her eyes.
I'm going. gonna find me a reckless woman.
Razor blades.
Razor blades and diamonds.
That's the only kind's a reckless one. Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Thunder and lightning.
Thunder and lightning in her thighs.
A silver stallion by the Highwaymen. Actually, no, Willie Nelson had a chance to have dinner with him and Dave Mustaine last year. That was surreal. Not name-dropping. I'm just saying how weird it is to be alive on this planet, all the weird stuff I've already seen. 40 years on this planet. Be 41 here in about a month. Month and a half. Pretty amazing. Okay, freezing their butts off in Ferguson, Missouri. Our Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs. And Joe Biggs is in front of the camera right now to give us his intel on where they're massing the police, what the preparations are, what his sources who's already ferreted in the courthouse are saying. Joe and Jakari are great at getting intel. They've been filing reports for the nightly news as well. And you better believe they're staying up there until this verdict comes in. I know Jakari's going to come back and take care of his dog in a couple of days. We'll send somebody to relieve him. But I know he wants to be there when the verdict comes out. But our great reporter's up there in Ferguson. And so go ahead first, Joe Biggs. What have you learned since we talked 24 hours ago here on the syndicated transmission?
Joe Biggs, Infowars.com. Right now I'm standing outside of the Justice Center in Clayton. Now, so far what I've heard is today the grand jury is supposed to convene and tomorrow as well. We know that the police buildup has definitely, you know, been larger over the past few days. The larger mainstream media news areas like CNN, CBS, Dateline, all that, they are here now set up waiting on the grand jury decision. So it seems like everyone's starting to get hyped up. The buildup is getting here. We were in Ferguson earlier on the streets of West Forest and talking to some people as well. Everyone's starting to brace themselves for the verdict thus far.
Also, you guys were first reporting on a local report. It was later confirmed about them getting the guy fired because he showed DHS vehicles massing. I know you went and investigated some other areas where sources told you they were building up. What did you find?
Well, Roger, yesterday they had a setup, a police compound area setup. We went down there, and by the time we got there, they had already broken it down. You could see tire tracks where all the vehicles had left. So it looks like they're setting up a lot of mobile command centers, and they're setting up and moving around throughout the town. And it almost seems like they're trying to get a feel for the reaction of the crowds in the neighborhoods, what they're doing. But what we're able to do was get some intel that there was a police compound command center type deal being set up in a building between a Target and a Foot Locker off of West Florissant. We were able to go around the backside of the building. We saw some communications antennas set up around there. It looked like it was newly set up. And they had brown paper blocking the windows, but we're able to see up higher. Jakari's a taller guy. He's able to reach up with the camera, and you could see in where they had tables set up and everything like that. It was once used for a command center back in August, and it looks like they're setting up that vacant building once again for another command center. Everyone's ready to brace for the worst just in case it comes to that point.
Well, with the way the media has been hyping it, what do you expect to happen in the next 2 days when this verdict, I think, is going to come down? I mean, they might announce at the same time Obama's announcing the end of our borders, the end of the country officially, because
yeah,
this isn't
tomorrow.
A one-time amnesty. This is a total opening of the borders.
Yeah, that's supposed to be tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, tomorrow night.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it's a very good chance that they could use that as a cover as well, wait on that to be released, get a lot of people's attention pulled on that, and then have the Ferguson issue pop off as well. Where the, you know, once we saw back in August, police pointing sniper rifles at people, you know, massive chaos, flashbangs, tear gas, chasing people, stripping people of their liberties, martial law. You know, hopefully it doesn't get to that point again. But, you know, we've talked to a lot of the locals in the area, and a very, very small percentage of people think nothing will happen. I would say the masses believe that there will once again be riots, but I was pretty shocked. They think that most of it is, most of the anger is going to be pushed more towards this Clayton area, because this is where all the buildings, this is where all the politicians work who make the decisions for what goes on in Ferguson. So they're directing a lot of anger towards this town and Clayton is a town that people are suspecting is going to be heavily hit by rioters, protesters, anarchists, provocateurs, and things of that
sort. That's right. That's the county seat. So they're not expecting it so much to be in Ferguson as they're expecting it to be in the county seat town.
And yes, and they're saying that's because people are more well-organized. They're saying that because of, you know, in August, they weren't as prepared, and the people just lashed out in anger, and there was nobody in control of the protests whatsoever. But based off of the feel that I've got from the people I've talked to, these groups, these protesters, they're a lot more organized. They have leaders. They've been planning for months on end, and this is where they're planning on coming to and doing their demonstrations at. And
sure.
Who knows?
Just also, you found a lot of those Facebook and Twitters where they're calling for going to cops' houses. That's national news today. And attacking people. You ought to go do a report showing all these sites calling for violence for weeks that aren't getting in trouble. That, for me, Joe, that's real evidence that they want this to get out of hand, because you have a right to free speech all day long, and I'll fight for your right. I'm a big First Amendment advocate. Everybody knows that. But when you start randomly saying target some police officer's family, or you say you're going to burn down the county seat of the Justice Center, as they now call it, when you say that, you're organizing. I think these people aren't getting in trouble, because I bet money they're federal informants or federal assets, like we've seen 9 out of 10. It's actually like 99 out of 100, the New York Times was forced to report, of where the FBI and others under this Justice Department go out and actually create whole cloth the groups and then lead them with Molotov cocktails, you name it. And just like you found Molotov cocktails, trying to tell the cops they didn't want to know, same ones they were showing in the press conference the day before. This thing stinks to high heaven. I wonder if the rank-and-file cop knows that there's some provocateuring going on. I know some of the cops have told you off video that they do think that's happening.
Yes, indeed. You know, another concern that I've heard amongst the citizens, but a lot of the chatter I'm hearing from anarchist groups, activists coming in from California, they're hearing that the biggest threat for the area is that people are going to try and shut down the power grid here. They're thinking that's the number one priority.
Yeah, that's terrorist right there. People can freeze to death doing that.
They want to shut down the power grid first, and then from there hit their other targets as well, because it'll be a lot easier. Security systems will be down, you know. So that's the biggest fear, is a power grid shutdown here in Clayton throughout Ferguson.
Man, Joe, listen, you're getting all this incredible intel. Go do special reports on that in front of a power plant or a power station. Go ask people if they're worried about them shutting the power off. That's your headline right there. Provocateurs, you know, threatened to target Ferguson Power Grid or Missouri Power Grid. I mean,
that's everything I've found out just since I've woken up this morning. So I'm just trying to.
Well, no. You're doing an amazing job with Jakari. I'm just saying, get that all these out in little reports. We'll write articles about it. Show where they're making these threats. That'll put heat on the police that aren't part of this to go stop them. Because yes. I mean, obviously, folks. This sounds like Obama targeting our power grid. I mean, that's what are these, mini kaijus or something?
Yeah, it's amazing the amount of outside people who are coming here to start chaos in a town that they don't even have to live in. A lot of them are going to pack their bags up. They're going to go home somewhere else where they don't have to worry about their power being out, where everything's going to work fine, you know. So it's funny that these people come in here and they're literally making these people suffer. And then they're going to go back home to a nice, cush, warm apartment, house, whatever, and not have to worry about it, or not have to suffer like all these people are trying to cause suffering here in Clayton and Ferguson.
Well, let's expand on that.
Well,
anarchists, go ahead.
Well, from what I'm hearing, the reason they're trying to avoid Ferguson is because why do they want to hurt more people like themselves? They said they're planning on coming south. The South End is the more predominantly, from what I've been told, white neighborhoods, things like that. So
we should get George Norrie on for 10, 15 minutes. I know he's busy tomorrow to talk about this, because George Norrie lives south of there. And, I mean, that is just insane. I mean, I don't care what color you are. A mob of folks come to burn down my house, you're going to get some big problems. And
well, Jakari Jackson did a man on the street earlier. We maybe spoke to people for 45 minutes because it finally warmed up today. He'll have more information on the people he talked to, but he asked people what they think about that, if they're worried about, you know, the sale of guns going up, things like that. So he can bring that information to you in the next segment as well.
Good. Well, let me just say this. The Justice Department's been caught provocateuring in the Trayvon Martin. They've been caught provocateuring here. And I'm telling you, when you hear the word anarchist, they're all a bunch of Democratic Party trust fund kids. I've gone up against them that have punched me, hit me, death threatened me in Austin, in Denver, in L.A., in San Francisco, in Monterio, in New York. I mean, they come out of their way to mess with us because they want to confuse the public and not call themselves communists.
Well, but the pesky group that's here right now, once again, is the RevCom, the Revolutionary Communist Party out of Chicago. They've kept people here thus far. Those are the ones that on days 1, 2, and 3 were in Ferguson back in August. Ja'Kari Jackson.
Yeah, I want you to get in their face. I mean, you're always one.
I saw them get Molotov cocktails and light them and then hand them to youngsters who actually lived in Ferguson to get them to do it so they didn't have to catch the heat for it.
God, I wish you had video of that. I know you got video.
These guys are a huge problem in this town. They don't need to be here. You know, any of the protesting groups that I've talked to, they don't like them. They don't want them here, but they're not going to leave.
By the way, Joe, you know if you see somebody handing someone a Molotov cocktail, you are legally and lawfully obliged to tackle them. I mean, you know that, right?
Well, I will definitely do that this time if I see it happen. I will turn
yeah, just because the cops
Taylor
won't
the
do their
boy.
Job. But you know what? I shouldn't even say do that because the cops will probably kill you or something. I mean, I'm telling you, those commies work for them.
That'd probably be considered interfering with police business.
Yeah, not wanting to burn people's houses down.
Yeah.
And, folks, we're not trying to bash the police. You found the Molotov cocktails. You saw that running around in the dark. And
I even went to the police officer and I brought it to their attention. I said, hey, sir, I know you guys are, you know, everything's tense right now. You guys are worried for your safety. Everybody's really hot-headed. I was like, my hands are out to the side. Just look at me. But look over here. There's a bunch of bottles, the Molotovs and all that stuff laying under this bin. You guys might want to take care of it. And they just sat there and ignored me and told me, ha, whatever. And then eventually they got used.
And you got video of that, but describe seeing the commies handing them out.
Yes, there was the one guy. His name is something Johnson, Greg Johnson, I believe. And he was in the big case, Texas versus Johnson in 1984. He was a communist who burnt the American flag. This guy is one who comes out here, and he is the main leader for the group that's coming out here to Ferguson. He is the one that walks around with the bullhorn, does all these chants like indict, convict, send them killer cops to jail. The whole damn system is guilty as hell. He does that whole chant all the time, and then he goes around and he hands them off to people and gets them hyped up and hands them the bullhorn so they can start chanting stuff.
Wait a minute. You're saying you saw him hand a Molotov cocktail to someone.
I saw them with them, and they were grabbing them and handing them to people.
And the cops didn't do anything.
They don't care.
They're in on it. That's it. They're aiding and abetting. I am so sick of this. This government is so evil. How did we become such an evil country or so stupid?
It's mind-blowing the links that the government goes to cover up this stuff. I mean, obviously, yesterday it was like 17 degrees. Why would you not release the information then when people are too cold to get out? Now it's 43 degrees a day. I have one jacket on. I'm not.
Well, listen, if you see him again, I want you to go up to him and say, I saw you with the Molotov cocktails. Why did you do that? We just got contacted by Bill Ayers. He wants to come in studio and come here and basically confront me. So I said, come on. But I'm telling you, these people are amazing. All right, well, let's get Ja'Kari in there. Great job, Joe. You guys have a lot of courage being around all these people. The commies and the cops, and just what a joke, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. You bet. Okay, we're going to get Ja'Kari in there and get his take, and then come back and take some calls from Danny and other folks that are patiently holding. I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, we don't see a lot of this in Austin. Our police, I got to say, are overall really good compared to a lot of cities. We don't really see this in Dallas, and they've got big problems and even attack us for no reason, but I couldn't believe it on tape when he's like, here's the Molotov cocktails, and they didn't want to get them, and then they would just shoot them with rubber bullets. And the cops absolutely were targeting the media. And I just don't know. They ordered me, hey, shoot the TV reporters with the cameras 200 yards away for no reason. I'd say no. I mean, tear gas canisters, rubber bullets at peaceful people that have done nothing to you? What is your problem? And then you won't stop the people with Molotov cocktails. I'm going to throw up. Ja'Kari Jackson, give us the latest on what you've discovered there and what the feel of the people are.
Ja'Kari Jackson reporting from Clayton, Missouri. We're right in front of the Justice Center awaiting the Darian Wilson verdict. Yes, Alex, we had a chance to speak to some people earlier today, and they were telling me these were people in Ferguson. I asked, you know, what do you think about various things going on in the city? What do you think about the Darren Wilson verdict? And most of the people were telling me that they didn't think that anything was going to happen, really, with Mr. Wilson. You know, he would go on about his daily life. And then I asked the people, well, what do you think about the police presence? Do you think there will be more riots like there were last time? And people were telling me, yes, they do think that there's a possibility for riots, but they don't so much think it's going to be in the Ferguson area. They think it's going to be in places like this, like in Clayton, Missouri, like Joe Biggs was talking about, you know, the people who are making the decisions. They don't want to continue to burn down Ferguson, thus is my understanding. They want to come, the people who are the provocateurs and want to do these violent things, they want to come and do them in cities like Clayton, where they can get close to the, you know, the judge, the prosecutor, whoever they're holding accountable for these actions. Thank you, sir. That's a fan that just walked by there. So, you know, that's the feeling of the people that we're getting out here more in the Ferguson area. You know, it's just now people are starting to arrive out here at the Criminal Justice Center. We have more media out here now. So I think everybody is anticipating the verdict to come out pretty soon, because we see larger news agencies coming out here. They got their satellite trucks out here. So I'm pretty sure they're expecting it to come down in the next couple of days. But, you know, we've been running around the city, Alex. We've been trying to find all these DHS vehicles, as we've been reporting on, and as you touched on earlier, about the Navy veteran who lost his job for reporting DHS vehicles at his hotel. And then we heard, as Joe said earlier, the Quick Trip gas station that has some vehicles outside their establishment. We went out there. They were gone by the time we got there. So it seems like there are many instances going on.
There's a cat and mouse situation. Jakari, I'm going to come back to you and ask you when you think the verdict's coming and how you guys plan to try to keep safe. I know how you plan to keep safe. We'll stay right at the front of the action. We'll be right back, and your phone calls are coming up. Stay with us.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure Soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
I'm going to do 5 minutes of customary overdrive to finish up with some calls here. Jajari Jackson, I'm going right back to you. Other points that you have garnered in your last, I guess it's 4 or 5 days there in the St. Louis area. In your gut, when do you think, I want to hear you call it, I think they'll call it tomorrow evening during Obama's immigration announcement. That's just my wild guess. You'll be here, obviously, on the radio as it happens, or on the Nightly News Live covering it. But when do you think they'll announce the verdict, and how bad do you think it'll be?
Well, I think you have a good recollection right there. Tomorrow night would probably be the ideal time because, as we've been talking about, they missed the very cold period. It's about 50 degrees today. Yesterday was about, you know, 2017, something like that. So I think this would be the ideal time of tomorrow night, you know, have a massive distraction away from all the other things that are going on in Washington and Obama and the amnesty and all of that. And as far as the damage, the locals I've talked to, as I was saying, they don't anticipate too much to happen in the city of Ferguson. If things do happen, they anticipate them to happen here in the city of Clayton. Now, what all that's going to be, I'm not sure. We've heard many reports of provocateurs, people coming in from out of town who have vested interest in, I guess, bringing down the system, more likely fighting with the police, which I don't think is a good idea because we see DHS in the area. We see the National Guard ready to be mobilized, and as well as the many other police, the St. Louis County Police, they're all ready to do whatever they have to do to stop the situation. But I will say, I think if it does turn ugly, there will be people in the police force taking liberties, taking advantage of the situation to brutalize the population, just to put it quite simply, because we saw them do it last time. They were targeting journalists, myself, Joe Biggs, Josh Owens, and the rest of the crew, also shooting pretty much indiscriminately into a blinding cloud of tear gas. And I had a chance to speak with the police chief of the St. Louis County Police, and he said, yeah, we'll try to do things a little differently next time. But it looks like they're back up to bat. At least it's my understanding they're going to be controlling the ground situation in Ferguson, Bulls, so we'll see how they handle the situation if it does hit the fan.
All right, Jakari, we'll be watching you on the Nightly News every night at 7 and tomorrow live here on the air, and obviously we'll have video feeds out of the verdict if there are any issues. We hope that the federal provocateurs and troublemakers that are being brought in aren't able to stir something up, but we'll be there trying to document it, and perhaps that'll dissuade the establishment from trying to stage something. But there are obviously some real thugs and criminals that might hear the call and might actually do something real, but we'll continue to watch the situation. Be safe, Jakari.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. They're now putting tweets out from different journalists like John Harwood saying another source familiar with Obama says that he will give a 30,000 feet in the air outline of the immigration order tomorrow. Yeah, just some vagary. That's what I'm predicting. We'll see what happens with that, obviously, tomorrow. Let's go ahead and, well, I'm going to go to break and then go to Danny and Carl and Motorhead and maybe Kelly. I'll try to go bam, 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 your calls. Don't know if I have time to get to everybody, but I'll try. We're going to break. Briefly, please remember that we have InfoWarsStore.com that has a lot of great gifts during the Christmas and holiday season, and your purchase helps support the broadcast. Plus, you get great Come and Take It shirts in English or Molon Lave in Latin with the Spartan helmet and the cross rifles. A lot of the shirts that have been sold out are coming back in. We haven't gotten the green long sleeve one back in yet. I think we got that still in small. Everything else is sold out. We have the Molon Lave ball caps and the beanies. I don't know what you call those. Like Joe's wearing one right now, Joe Biggs. You know, the cold weather hats. We've got those, very affordable. We've got Molon Lave water bottles now in. The Molon Lave belt buckles are sold out last time I checked. But that's InfoWarsStore.com. Madein1776.com takes you right to that Made in America area of the site. And then also, we, of course, have InfoWarsLife.com. Unbelievable in my personal life, life-changing products like Oxy Powder, Survival Shield X2, Secret 12, special type of vitamin B12, DNA 4, Supermel Vitality, Superfemal Vitality, Lung Cleanse, all of it. OccuPower's back in. InfoWarsLife.com. And thank you all for your support. We couldn't do it without you. We'll be back in overdrive. For everybody else, God bless you all.
Visit GCNLive.com today. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.